Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Just got a little brighter in this studio. Nicole Sclafani from LCC TV.
Hi, guys.
And Lansing Lowdown is here. Great to see you back in here. You've been out reporting from events.
I have. There's just been too much stuff going on around Lansing, so we've just kind of put me out in the scene of things. And today I probably might hit up Lansing Live a little bit later on, but I'm in my work clothes. I got to go home and get some jeans on.
You look fantastic. You know. Doesn't matter what you wear.
Oh, thank you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on today and throughout the week.
Well, first of all, you know, we were talking about this last week about there's nothing really, you know, how can people say there's nothing to do? Let me explain my weekend last weekend.
Okay.
So Thursday I came here. Actually, I wasn't here. I was at the Lugnut game.
That's right.
So I went to Thirsty Thursdays.
Right.
And then Friday I had a friend come to town. We went to Jay Douglas in East Lansing. We got massages. I took her to Enzo, which is out on Chandler Road.
Yes.
I think it's East Lansing or Bath. I think,
yeah,
for dinner to sit outside because honestly, the East Lansing, you know, restaurants were a little bit too packed outside.
Right.
And then we went down for dancing at Dublin Square and it was packed.
Dinner, I was just at Dublin Square for lunch today.
Yeah.
And people sitting outside, and it was a perfect day.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty good day. You talk about Douglas J and then Enzo and then.
And then
Dublin
Saturday,
Square.
I woke up, went to the Meridian Farmers Market. You know, so out in Okemos. So there's just everything going on. So I was really excited last weekend and I'm like, oh wow, you know, normally I'm reporting on all this great stuff, but I really got to experience it all last weekend and a lot. So
can we just have people who say there's nothing to do call you and have you be their escort?
Yeah, because a lot of times I don't have time to do everything. So, you know, we're working on LCC TV trying to, you know, make that something. So sometimes you don't really have the time, but.
Right. Did you have fun at the ball game?
I did. Yeah, it was really, really fun. I mean,
Cameron
Ganass
sent me
there.
A message this afternoon. He wants me to go over there.
Oh. To Lansing Live or to the ball game?
To the ball game.
Okay.
But Lansing Live going on right now,
That's going on right now, too. 6 o'clock, they had the Uprising Reggae Band.
Okay.
That's going to hit the town right there in Washington Square, I guess,
yes.
right outside of Tavern on the Square.
Yeah.
They closed down the streets for that, and that's really been really successful
that's
for Cameron
big.
And Traction and everything. So it's a great event, and I know they've been featured, too, in Channel 10 and a couple other news outlets,
right.
Which goes along great with the announcement last week that, you know, we're a top destination for young professionals.
How about that? Now,
I know.
Were you surprised when you saw that?
Not really. I guess the crowd that we hang around with, you know, yes and no. The crowd I hang around with, you know, is pretty positive about it. And they seem to think, you know, if you live or work in the city, there's, you know, a social group for you. And there's not only a social group for you, but there's also organizations and communities you can belong to. So
but those were nine pretty powerful cities.
Oh, no.
And then Lansing in there, and a lot of people said, wow, I didn't know that Lansing was in this category.
Yeah.
But if you look at the numbers.
I think it's a pretty good even, too, because it's not like just like, oh, we have so much nightlife or we have so much, you know, tech. We have both. We have an even amount of both of them, you know. And there are places that are around the country and even around the state that have – they're a little bit better maybe, say – in food or restaurant or cuisine or this and that. But I think we have the best balance.
Talked
and
about higher education, talked about the Gen Y percentage. And,
it's and diverse.
Cost of living, too. Was
cost of living is great as well, definitely.
Yeah. All right.
So,
What is on tap for this weekend? You've got a lot of things written down here that people could take advantage of, right?
Well, it's talking about sitting outside. The Tin Can, I'm not sure if you've ever been to that, on Michigan Avenue. They're going to be opening up
the
an outside
cans of beer,
deck.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
PBR, get it
up.
And
they have like chili dogs and beer, right?
Very simple, good mid-Michigan food, right?
That's right down by Scott's place is probably where.
He probably goes there a lot then, right, Scott?
Yeah.
Well, now you can sit outside. So soon that's going to be opening up. Of course, Lansing Jazz Fest is coming.
Well, the sitting outside, is that like on the roof? Is it like right out
in
front?
I'm not sure. They were going to open the deck up. Do you see where that's going to be, Scott? I don't even
know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sounds like it's a good
idea. I don't
know.
It's going to be a good idea. I know people have been wanting more destinations to sit outside. Like I said, last Friday or last Saturday when I was looking for a place to sit outside, East Lansing was jam-packed, and they have a lot of venues outside there. But we just had to go. We went out to Chandler, went out to Enzo, and had some great filet out there. So we were excited.
That's a great place to eat.
Yeah, a great porch. The atmosphere is really what makes that place, I think. So
took my brother-in-law and sister from Pinckney. They came up and they said, take us someplace we haven't been. We went out to Enzo. They loved it.
Yeah.
But in terms of that outdoor tin can environment, they said they're going to have like big screen TVs and everything for football games. So people will be able to sit out there on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get tickets to watch a game. That'd be a good place. There are a lot of places like that.
Oh, but, yeah.
But that's another one.
Definitely. And a Jazz Fest going on this weekend, of course.
Right. Will you be out there for 16th
year? Yes. I was out there last year and the year before, and it's just such a great, it's really packed. Talk about a lot of people in town.
Yeah.
And in that little area. Right there in Old Town, but it's going to be great. And we actually just had one of my interns just got a job at Cravings Popcorn.
Oh, really?
That's down there. Yeah,
how
he's going to be working part-time with them. And that's a great little company, too, if you've ever been down there.
Yeah.
So he said it's his first day on Saturday, and it's right in the middle of Jazz Fest. I'm like, you better watch out because there's going to be
you know, they have really got that thing going, and they're they've got a big advantage because they just opened the door.
Yeah.
And the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks you right in there.
They're right in there. And then they have the old soda pops, you know, everybody
right,
likes. And a whole bunch of different flavors of root beers. And Chad's just done wonders with that. And I think the marketing has been great on that company. And it's just.
Chad Jordan.
Yes, it's been very great. So that's going on. Let's see what we have. Like I said, tonight's going to be Lansing Live. That's going to go on until about 9 o'clock or so. We have over at Max Bar, it's called the All Girls Boys Choir.
The All-Girls
Boys Choir.
Boys Choir, okay.
Mm-hmm. On August 6th, they'll be coming to Max Bar. They're kind of a rock soul garage. I checked out some of their music on MySpace.
Okay.
And it was pretty good, actually. You
okay.
know? So if you're into experiencing a different band, they're from California, coming all the way here to Lansing to play. So
it's All-Girls?
It's All-Girls Boys Choir.
Boys Choir. Well, boys would like that.
So,
all girls.
Yeah.
That's right.
Speaking about restaurants and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to ask you, maybe you know a little bit more. I really want to encourage people to go to the Travelers Club. Are they are they all right in Okemos still? I know that they were
terrific.
They were
you
having
have not been
some
there.
Problems. Yes, I've been there, but I want to encourage more people to go there because I know they've been having some problems. So
I think that's been fine. You know, they have a great beer selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're so inclined to have a beer, but it's they also have a tuba museum.
Oh, yeah.
You know about
this. I do.
Yeah,
I had heard that they had some problems or something like that, and they were thinking possibly about closing down, and I said, no, they can't close down.
I don't think so.
Support them.
Yeah,
right. Good.
Absolutely.
Well, if you haven't heard anything, then you know it all right now. So
I go right by there a lot, so it seems like there are people there.
No, I actually ate there a couple weeks ago, and I love that place. So,
yeah.
It's
really
exciting. What else does we have to go? Well, we know not this weekend, but on August 13th and 14th is the Great Lakes Folk Festival going on, so... That's got, you know, every weekend's a different festival here in Lansing, and I think that's another thing that
But there's nothing to do in Lansing.
I know, right? There's nothing to do. Young professionals don't want to live here. Nobody, anybody of every age should actually, you know, want to live here. Not only the theater and the music and the food and the restaurants. I think there's a big sense of community, and I think that's the one thing about being a young professional in Lansing that I like. I think in New York City or anywhere else, you wouldn't really know the people in the industries you do. You know, you wouldn't go to the tweet-ups or you wouldn't be in these different groups with people that are really fairly small compared to different other cities as well. So.
All right. Tell our listeners what a tweet-up is. Mm-hmm. Scott just reminded me that we have some people listening who say, what the heck is a tweet-up?
What's a tweet-up? A tweet-up is, if you're familiar with Twitter, that's kind of where you have 140 characters, you know, to say what's on your mind.
Right.
Well, for the tweeps, the Lansing tweeps, we call them, it's kind of a whole bunch of Lansing people. It's almost, you know, I don't want to say it's like high school, but it's like you log in and it's a lot of the people in Lansing that are, you know, talking or having conversations.
Right.
And so you recognize them and maybe talk back with them or maybe share some of the posts that they have. And so one of the people in the Lansing area that's tweeting kind of says, you know what, let's have a tweet up. Let's all meet in person. There's a thought. We all talk online. Let's all, you know, go have a drink together. Let's go share some appetizers. So they just had one of those at Lansing City Market a couple weeks ago during Common Ground.
Okay.
And they had a lot of people come. And it was when I could be like, oh, at Ebling and you. That's what you look like in person. That's great.
Go.
So it's really great. It puts a face to the digital age, I guess. And it makes people remember, too, that, you know, the younger generation, as much as we are tech savvy, we really like human, you know, interaction and to meet somebody face to face, and we really it holds a lot of weight as well. So.
And there are a lot of venues to do that, maybe more than some people understand. I want to talk for a second about LCCTV.
Yeah.
And what's going on there? You're very, very busy over there.
Yeah, we've been super busy trying to get testimonials from people who have gone on to write their own success story, but started at LCC, like someone like Jane Aldrich at Channel 6. We just interviewed her. We just put her interview up on our YouTube site.
Okay.
It's LCC 1957. That's our YouTube site. Rochelle Rizzi of Rizzi Designs in Old Town. She was also an LCC graduate before before she went to Michigan State to get her master's. Mary Roselle, co-founder of Big B Coffee. Mm-hmm. She went to LCC. So we have a lot of these great little star stories up right now on our YouTube site. So I've just been talking to people around town, alumni, and trying to get their stories because I think that's pretty inspirational. And so right now we're just trying to fill our YouTube site with some great entertaining videos and also some educational ones. And I think these testimonials are inspiring. And so I really, really enjoy doing those.
All right. Give us the site again, the address.
It's youtube.com/LCC1957.
Okay.
Since the year the college was started.
And I will see you over there tomorrow morning. You'll be over there. I'm going to be joining Bob Every for Every Spin on Sports.
Yes, you will. We'll be live streaming at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. And then it's on a couple of other times throughout the weekend, right? 9 o'clock, I think.
9 o'clock on Friday is the replay, and then all throughout the weekend as well. So
okay.
Looking forward to having you
well,
on.
Well, we'll let you go. I know you've got places to go tonight.
Yeah.
Appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you.
As always, we enjoy that.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to be back, and we'll talk with Ken Glickman, another arts area and entertainment contributor. Coming right back, Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley.